This recording, Kentucky 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I was technically born in Williamsburg, Virginia, but my family moved to Louisville, Kentucky when I was about a year old, and I've lived there more or less since then. Now, I went to college for 4 years in Richmond, Indiana, which is a small town in Indiana, but, you know, I was still in Louisville during breaks, and that's where I spent all my formative years. That's where I currently live. I'm currently living in the Louisville Highlands, which is sort of the urban, quote-unquote, trendy area of town. I enjoy it very much. I grew up in a more suburban area, which I found a lot less to my liking. But anyway, yeah, I haven't really been up to too much recently, but I've been enjoying my life a lot. I'm very fascinated by Louisville history. The Derby is coming up fairly soon, and, you know, that's pretty much the most iconic part of our culture. And, you know, I graduated college about a year ago, not quite yet. So, you know, it's kind of exciting for me to get to experience, like, all these exciting events, living on my own, like, living my own life for the first time. So, yeah, I'd say I'm in a very bright spot. You know, the pandemic was quite a stressful time, but it feels like things are finally settling down here and worldwide, and I'm very much looking forward to whatever might come in the near future of my life and the world.